This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Eddie Mair.
Throughout the hour, your experience of mental health in this country. If you've asked for help, how forthcoming was it? Lots of fascinating calls so far, many more to come before six. Also ahead, the LBC Business News at 5.30. In a moment, Matthew Thompson with more on the Skripals. But now, we just heard him in the news with more on the resignation of the US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley. Here's our US correspondent, Simon Marks.
Eddie, it is the announcement that has taken Washington by stunned surprise. Nikki Haley, President Trump's ambassador to the United Nations, will leave his administration at the end of the year. Flanked by Ambassador Haley at the White House, the president paid fulsome tribute to her, despite the fact that just a few weeks ago she irritated the White House by expressing her pride in the fact that she often disagrees with the president and doesn't hesitate to confront him when those disagreements arise. But at the White House, it was all peace and love within the last couple of hours, with President Trump singling out the ambassador's knowledge of the world and its various leaders.
And that was really the thing I think she did best at the United Nations. She got to know the players. She got to know China, Russia, India. She knows everybody on a very first name basis, and they like her. Except for maybe a couple, which is normal, right? They can't all like you, but they do. They really like her. And I think maybe more importantly, they respect her. So, Nikki, I just wanted to tell you that we will miss you. We'll be speaking all the time, but we will miss you nevertheless. And you have done a fantastic job, and I want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
The president said Nikki Haley first told him earlier this year that she wanted to leave her post. Certainly she's had a busy time as the U.S. pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal, began establishing a relationship with Kim Jong-un of North Korea, and pursued a very hard line on all issues pertaining to Palestine. She said that after running the state of South Carolina, where she was governor before joining the Trump administration, and then serving as U.N. ambassador, it's time for a break. Definitely not time, she insists, for a presidential campaign of her own.
It's been 8 years of intense time, and I'm a believer in term limits. I think you have to be selfless enough to know when you step aside and allow someone else to do the job. So thank you, Mr. President.
You.
It's been an honor of a lifetime. And I will say this, for all of you that are going to ask about 2020, no, I'm not running for 2020. I can promise you what I'll be doing is campaigning for this one. So I look forward to supporting the president in the next election.
But hang on a minute, there's something odd about all of this. If her departure was mooted so long ago, why were so many in the Trump White House, including reportedly even Vice President Mike Pence, blindsided by the news today? Why is she departing less than a month before crucial midterm elections that will serve as a referendum on the Trump presidency, and so soon after the president began basking in the glory of getting Judge Brett Kavanaugh onto the Supreme Court? Does Nikki Haley have a master plan? Exactly 2 weeks after she watched world leaders laugh at her boss when he addressed the UN General Assembly, that question is on the tip of every single tongue in Washington today, Eddie.
Simon Marks reporting.